enjoy a good squeeze.
Hello and welcome to A Good Squeeze. I'm August.
And I'm Margot.
Hey, have you been enjoying death? Where the hell have we been? That's a Skyfall line.
Well, we haven't watched it yet, so I wouldn't know that.
Exactly. But that's where A Good Squeeze comes in for the novice like Margot and the nostalgic like me. We're going to dive back into the world of 007 and bringing you listeners on this journey with us. But, you know, we took a little break.
Mm-hmm.
We're gone for a spell.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Where the hell, what have we been up to?
Oh, what haven't we been up to? Well, that list is longer than what we have been up to. So maybe let's stick with what we have been up to. Oh, I'm so funny.
You're the heart and soul of this show.
So, we've been busy. If you follow us on social, you'll see that we did, in fact, get married. Not for the podcast, but for other reasons.
Yes. Back in October, we had our last episode, but mm-hmm. we had to take a little break just time-wise. We were gearing up, yes, to get married. Final preparations, the event itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been a whirlwind.
Family hosting, mm-hmm. coming from across the ocean. I'll let you guess which ocean. And it's been busy. I've finished up school, looking for, you know, permanent employment, et cetera, et cetera. And all those things are quite time consuming. And at the end of the day, you know, we've been keeping up with our bond antics, but we just have neglected to express our thoughts and feelings on it on this platform.
Sure.
And as a result, we've been keeping our thoughts to ourselves. But
That being said, we're ready to share.
Yeah.
We're
sick of each other.
We need you people.
Yeah. All 12 of you. Sorry.
Getting back into the swing of things here on A Good Squeeze. I was going to say Good Squeeze Pod, but we're just Good Squeeze.
That's right.
That's a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So enjoy it.
I feel bad for whoever A Good Squeeze Pod was because they don't exist anymore. Yeah.
That was us.
Oh, wait. That was... Wait. Huh? No, of the other... Let me rewind. I feel bad for the other Good Squeeze because we got it now. That's ours.
Uh-huh.
And we're not going anywhere. And I wonder if somebody tried and they were like, this isn't working. I was like, well, ours isn't working either, but we're going to keep doing it. So here we are. So.
I did. We both did. We mentioned we got married. And, you know, we still were able to, in our, you know, more, I guess, traditional wedding, we squeezed some James Bond into it, didn't
Hell
we?
Yeah, we did. You want to...
Yeah.
You want to list the things we did?
Yeah. Well, you know, first and foremost, my outfit. You know, I did the mm-hmm. I did the tux deal. I didn't do like a Tom Ford or a Brioni or anything like that. But Joseph A. Banks had something. And I did go with like a Goldfinger love, a little Goldfinger mm-hmm. montage. And here we are in 2024, currently the anniversary year of Goldfinger. So mm-hmm. looking forward to that. But yeah, I went with the old white tux with the black bow tie,
black pants, shawl mm-hmm. collar.
That was a little difference there. I did do a little shawl collar just because, you know, it's my special day. I've always wanted to do a shawl collar, and you know he doesn't do that in what am I trying to say?
Goldfinger,
but you know, something like Dr. No, he does like a shawl collar dinner jacket.
And that's something I also want to kind of highlight about this. We're not trying to replicate the Bond lifestyle. We're not, mm-hmm. we're nowhere near that tax bracket, you know? And it's, that's the thing is like it's a good squeeze. We don't eat the whole orange, but we do go for the Tropicana or the dollar store alternative, which still has pulp or no pulp. You know, that's kind of where we get our luxury from. But that's the thing is like, you know, a lot of it is homage as an inspiration, and that's something that we incorporated into our wedding. My dress had nothing to do with Bond under any circumstance, but I wanted something more elevated. I wanted something more, you know, something iconic, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
I went with something a little bit different, it had a lot of boning. It had a lot of what do you call it? Statement pieces. The actual fabric was completely different than anything I'd ever seen on a wedding dress. It's called liquid satin. It's very pretty to look at. A lot of people said it looks like plastic, and I was like, shut up. Yeah. And that's it. But it was homages. It was trying to think of the aesthetic versus the actual prop list.
Yeah.
And that's something that you did beautifully with your tux. You pulled some inspiration, the whole style and everything. I mean, that's the thing. If you looked at the picture of Sean Connery and then you looked at the picture of you, yeah, sure, you could be like, oh, the collar's not exactly the same. Yeah, sure. But from memory, like, at this point, I just think he has the Shaw collar on.
Sure, like association.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's a Mandela effect that you've created here.
And, you know, with your wedding dress, you said he didn't squeeze any Bond into it. That is true. We for the sake of the show, we could say that you had some bones incorporated into your outfit. We could say that's like Live and Let Die.
We don't even have to could say it. We could just say it. That's right. That big surprise, big reveal. The whole time. It was Baron Samedi, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, nailed it. I'm almost a nostalgic. I'm still a novice though. I have to earn my badge. Patch? Badge?
We do
is it patch or
licenses
patch?
Here.
Oh.
Did I say that right? Licenses.
Licenses sounds like multiple lice. Lice species, the licenses.
that's what you get.
Yeah, I got lice. So I had lice. No.
That's why we haven't been on. No, I'm kidding. But no, yeah, Margot here, she did something fairly unique. Mm-hmm. She had this gorgeous,
elegant.
That one.
I'm like, it was elegant. So.
Did I say licenses right? Anyway, eloquent. elegant looking dress. She had a beautiful crown of flowers and things like that. But
dried white roses that I dried myself.
And then you had the idea to put human rib bones.
That's right.
In your crown.
Personally harvested. No, we had a guy. We know a guy who legally sells them. I think we have to say this for like.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah. So we have a guy. He owns an antique shop in Franklin, PA. You should check it out. Little plug here. Never hurt. I just texted him. I said, hey, do you have any rib bones? And he didn't even ask any questions. He's like, which ones do you want? I was like, just surprise me. He sent me a couple pictures, got them the next day. And I incorporated them into my crown. It was, they were big too. I didn't realize human ribs were that big. Yeah, it worked out until one of them just kept jutting out to the side. And anyone who tried giving me a hug was getting like right in the eye. And that kind of benefited me to a certain extent because people kind of stopped. Going for the hug and give me, arm's length. It was great.
So, yeah, you had the...
Yeah, there was a little bit of that. There was a mink shawl. Again, that was a gift from said friend who had the rib bones. It was very lovely. Having that kind of, like, elevated, almost like... I mean, it was very 1960s, 1970s-esque. I feel like the way that we dressed. It wasn't so modern wedding, looking for trends. Mm-hmm. It was like we kind of went back and looked at... how did people dress at the time?
Sure.
And that was kind of our homage to Bond and just kind of thinking more of like tradition, not traditional, but like tradition within the Bond, the 007 world.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
You're like, yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't listening. yeah, you're rocking the, as I said, Live and Let Die homage. And even beyond that, just a little touch. We had signature cocktails. And we had a 007. It's just a vodka martini.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to do Vespers, but the place wasn't able to do like the proper Vesper cocktail.
They were like, that'll be $10 more. We were like, no.
Just put vodka in a glass.
We did, yeah.
And I had way too many of those. But it was fun going up and be like, I'll have a 007. They're like, olive or lemon peel? I'm like, do I look like I give a damn?
Oh, man. And, I mean, the piece de resistance that was the James Bond homage was... Wait, one second.
The piece de la law resistance.
Oh, sorry. the piece de resistance was... our first dance. Would you like to tell us about that? Because that was near and dear to your heart. Now, the big reveal of like what we danced to. A big thing that to keep in mind is that August here was definitely a proponent of having a big wedding. He has a very big Italian family, and that's something that's very much embedded in their roots, celebrating with family, celebrating with the friends and people you love, and having that big celebration, and not just putting the emphasis on us, but putting the emphasis on the family. I myself come from kind of a mixed blended family dynamics where, you know, there's really no tradition, there's no this, no that. So I wanted a smaller wedding, but he did want, in fact, a bigger wedding. And from that logic, honestly, it was like, okay, well, why would I restrain you from wanting to do this and this and this and this and that just because I want, like, something a little bit smaller? Like, let's go your route. And as a result, like, a lot of the things that people would traditionally think of as, like, oh, the bouquet is very near and dear to your heart, the first dance, this and this and that, I had never really put any thought into it. Even, you know, once we started dating, like, those weren't things that, like, popped in my head, but those were things that you had. Like, you had your dream dance that you wanted to, or dream song that you wanted to dance to at your wedding. You had those things that you knew were going to make it 10 times more special. And for that, that made that song special to me, even before we really even got into, mm-hmm. like, the bond, like, you and me together getting into the bond culture. Yeah, I want you to talk about it, because I think it's just, it's very meaningful to me, but I know it's also very meaningful to you in the history of how you feel about this song.
Yeah, you know, so just to get right to it, I picked the song Moonraker by Shirley Bassey. And to those in the Bond community, or even maybe casual listeners, not their favorite song, Moonraker. Certainly not their favorite Shirley Bassey Bond theme, but it usually ranks pretty low for people on their soundtrack rankings. Mostly because the song's kind of a little slow, a little odd lyrically. Like, what is it about? Like, what is a moonraker? It's about a penis.
Is it?
If you think of it like that.
I mean, you could do that with any song.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. All right.
But, fair point. You know, this is, once again, I've had this, like, vision in my head, like, mm-hmm. me and blank, you know, dancing to Moonraker. I've always loved that song. And I don't know what it is. I just love unwanted things. So
thank you.
Yeah, I love you. When I hear, like, people hate this song, and I already kind of liked it, that just makes me like it so much more.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, so that was a for sure thing. But that being said, being with you and for all these years, and then leading up to the wedding, and then finally deciding on that song to be our song.
Because
mm-hmm.
We didn't have a song before that, too.
Right, right. Yeah. It, oh, yeah, yeah. Like, I thought you meant, like, for the wedding. Like, of course we didn't.
You dumb idiot.
Yeah, like, for us, like, yeah, our song. And, you know, just that whole experience, like, before it was me and blank with that song. Now it's me and you with that song, but it gives that unwanted thing a purpose in my life.
It's like,
gives it meaning.
I was gonna give some dumb Margot analogy, and I was like, don't ruin it. Don't say the stupid thing. Yeah, and that's something that I also do want to emphasize. It's not like I was like, oh, fuck it, I don't care, let's just do whatever you want. Like, obviously, I have big opinions, and my opinions were very much expressed. But there were certain things that, like, you know, if I don't know, like, you know, I don't have, like, a song off the top of my head that I want to dance to, and he has one that he desperately, not desperately, but he just has dreamed of dancing to, why wouldn't I want to be part of that dream? You know, it's stuff like that. So,
mm-hmm.
It's really nice that so many things are able to kind of fall into place like that. Oh, also on the napkins.
Yeah.
my lovely mother-in-law, his mother, made, like, those cocktail napkins with fun facts, and it, like, plugged the podcast on there as one of the fun facts.
Yeah, that's good.
And, I mean, did we get a surge of, you know, views? And
Who knows?
We haven't checked the stats in a while, so, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, we as we said, we squeezed it in I was going to say unknowingly, it just kind of naturally happened. It wasn't like, hey, we got to do some James Bond stuff. It was just kind of just how it came upon in our lives.
And that's just something wonderful about the James Bond fandom is that you've got, what was I going to say? It's just, it's classy. And we wanted our wedding to be classy. Mm-hmm. We wanted to, I don't know, we took on a lot of inspiration because we were like, wait, is this a nicer way to do it or this a nicer way of doing it? And that, of doing it. And then we would just see that in James Bond or in this movie, they did it this way. It's like, oh, I guess we're doing it this way then. yeah, there's just a lot about it that was, it was drawing inspiration. It was looking at aesthetic. And it's not like, you know, oh, we should have come out to, you know, the bullet or the barrel scene. Like, they, we should have gotten a spotlight to make us look like we're, you know, like that when they announced it.
Save it for our next wedding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. round two.
But that being said, you know, that occupied our lives. And then the holidays. And now we're just kind of eking into 2024. But we're ready to get back into the swing of it and post on a regular.
What does eking mean?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's eking sounded like you're like slowly crawling. I imagine it's like you're crawling with just your fingers like pulling you forward.
Like in Scooby Doo when he's like sneaking and he goes.
No, I'd call that Scooby Doo sneaking.
Okay.
Eking is just something slimy.
So we are slimily eking into
2024.
That's right. A lot going on, but you know what? We need this.
Yeah.
We need this more than anything. So
yeah. And I'm excited to dive back into it, but share experiences with you and create some. I mean, every one of these episodes is going to be creating some. Mm-hmm. Which is wonderful, and that was the whole purpose of the show to begin with. You know, we love James Bond and the world and the films, and just wanted to kind of inject some life into this environment that we love, mm-hmm. Into the community and such.
And like before, it's too late too, because like yes, there's a drought right now, but soon there will not be. So we might as well get on it.
Hopefully
now
soon, but yeah, you
yeah,
never
yeah.
know.
That's right. Yeah. So,
but you know, in the meantime, we do have a lot to cover. You know, last year mm-hmm. in 2023, we had this idea to start this podcast a little late in the year, and then we got busy. But there are a few like. Anniversary films and things like that that we didn't get to touch on. So we're definitely going to be getting to those first and foremost in this year. Things like Live and Let Die, From Russia with Love, things like that. And I'm excited to discuss those with Margot and share our perspectives. And so people can side with me or side with Margot. Hey, side with both.
Pick a side, coward. I don't
know. So we have the.
I agree with both of them. Like, oh, you okay?
pick a shirt and wear it. Damn it. So yeah, and you know, exploring each of the films, but this one's kind of off the cuff, and I'm going to ask Margot, and I think I'll have an answer for myself. But are there any episodes or things you'd want to cover in the future that aren't just like, hey, let's experience the film and share it with our listeners. Any episode ideas offhand?
Offhand, Bond Girls. And I want to do like all of them. The theme songs.
Like a ranking?
Yeah, by looks. No, by, you know. just our favorite.
I mean, what would it be?
Well, it would be like, you know.
Their character?
Yeah. you know, your favorite Bond Girls, my favorite, your least favorite, my least favorite. You know, I don't want to spoil anything, you know. But
yeah,
something like that.
Ideas.
And rankings can be different every time. I mean, it can be a couple episodes of Bond Girls, but we just address different things. I love, you know, the idea of the score, the idea of the themes, the idea, I like that we did the rejected themes. Are there any rejected Bonds, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Recasting a couple Bonds, not to pull on a podcast that might already exist. Yeah, stuff like that. What about you? Ooh, and cooking with a good squeeze. Ooh, making juice with a good squeeze.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm just
making a podcast about juice.
You're telling me, what do you want to do? I'm like, I just want to squeeze some juice with a good squeeze. That would be a funny thing to do. Would you see one 10-minute episode, and I'm sure no one would listen, and that's okay.
No, I agree with all those picks.
Thank you.
I like those. you know, in every episode that we review the movie or discuss the movie, rather, I plan to make themed meals and then, you know, in what's the word? In engulf us. Yes. Engulf us into the
immerse us.
Immerse. That's the one. Yeah. There's your one. Immerse us into that particular vibe. That's going to continue. Just a different idea. You know, you're talking rankings. There are, you know, plethora of directors for all these different Bond films. So I would like to maybe discuss them more, but also do like highlight videos, as in like Guy Hamilton, who directed Goldfinger. Explore him as a director, not like a biography episode, but like, let's just chit chat about Guy Hamilton, what we found out about him, like what other films has he made in his career, just as an idea of different subjects to explore, different directors, things like that. And then we recently got the board game Spectre.
Oh, we did, didn't we?
Spectre board game, and it might be cool to play it and then discuss it afterwards, like what was our experience playing a James Bond board game.
I think that's a good idea.
Oh, and another one that we had chatted about off mic, but would be to maybe play some of these James Bond video games with each other.
You can play them and I can watch. I just, the thing is, here's the thing. A lot of people try to give me advice. I'm like, oh, do you like, you know, video games? I'm like, no, I don't. And they're like, oh, but you should try this video game. I'm like, I don't want to. I just don't want to. Same reason I don't want to get an iguana. Same reason I really have no interest in hot air ballooning. Like, it's just...
Or driving in Pittsburgh.
Or driving in Pittsburgh, Lord almighty. Like, it's just one of those things where, like, I really appreciate it when people play video games. I really appreciate the culture. And I will watch you play the hell out of a video game. No problem. Love being a spectator. It's either I get bored, I have no patience for it, or I just lose interest. That's really all it is. That's all there is. So you can play the video games, no problem, and I will pay attention, and I will take notes, and I will come up with little quips and little observations. Screw it. I might just for the podcast, but I don't know.
I imagine for our vibe, it could be an interesting view, because like some of these are like some of the most beloved video games of all time that I'm very nostalgic about. So you, who maybe have never seen some of them, are watching and be like, this garbage, this pixelated junk, that kind of thing. So maybe, or maybe be like, hey, this is incredible.
And I'll be like, now I like video games. Thanks for showing me the light.
It could change your life. Hey, you know, you there were once upon a time you didn't really care for James Bond.
That's true. So. But look at me now.
You're talking about it into some cans.
Into some cans.
And putting it out there into the world.
Yeah. Cool. Well, that sounds like a plan. Looks like we got a lot going on here.
And a lot for you all to look forward to.
Mm-hmm. And how?
Well, I'll tell you how. Tune in to A Good Squeeze. Follow us on social media. Margot, why don't you go ahead and tell them where you can find us.
Maybe if I'm quiet for long enough, let's see if he actually pays attention.
I don't want to mess it up.
You can just find us on Instagram at A Good Squeeze. We'll be posting, you know, fun little graphics about the upcoming episodes, any announcements, events, that's generous. Any kind of information and just fun little tidbits on our life and, you know, on how we, you know, squeeze a little James Bond into our lives. Yep.
And you can hear us where you are currently.
Mm-hmm.
Things like Spotify and Audio Boom, that's our main hub, but like Apple Play, Google Play, things like that.
Guaranteed everyone's listening on Spotify.
Okay. They're not.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
I don't know offhand, but...
You should know offhand. Okay, well, I eat my words and yum and yum. And so follow us on Instagram. Until then, I'm Margot.
And I'm August.
And this has been...
A Good Squeeze.
That's The Incredibles. God damn it.